Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to the baseball underboot. One more little thing here before we move on to Aaron Rodgers. There's no news on Aaron Rodgers, by the way. It's like the Aaron Rodgers non-news. It's like the Brett Favre thing.
It's unbelievable. He just needs to sign in Minnesota, and that the circle will be complete. And, well, that and defraud the poorest people in America out of several millions of dollars and then become a political douche.
Okay. Some commentary there.
Yeah. Dude, Brett Favre can get bent. That is a horrible human being.
We surprised the so the A's are in Sacramento now.
Yes.
They're playing in that minor league stadium.
Yeah. And they don't want to be known as the Oakland A's or the Las Vegas A's or the Sacramento A's. They just want to be known as the A's.
Are we surprised they didn't sell out their opener?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
That's not a very good look for Sactown.
Well, but
it's only like 14,000 people in that city.
I understand, but if you're in Sacramento, were you an A's fan? And I don't mean, they're not staying there. I mean,
I think they want them to stay there.
Fisher,
I mean, they're not, but.
I mean, Fisher has, and John Fisher, by the way, the owner, he has done a better job of alienating a fan base, a proud fan base. I literally can't recall something quite like this. I mean, there is no goodwill left for that team anywhere, let alone in Sacramento.
So they drew 12,192.
Yep.
The capacity is 14,000. And I saw John Lund, the former fan host, John Lund.
Yes.
Tweeted out, somebody sent him a receipt for 2 16-ounce beers and a bag of nuts.
How much?
Guess.
So 2 16-ounce beers, bag of nuts. I'm going to go $12 on the beer, so 24, bag of nuts, 10, $34.
$51.13.
Well, there you go. I mean,
in Sacramento.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
At a minor league stadium.
At a minor league stadium.
John.
How Major League Baseball doesn't force him to sell. Someone needs to get that guy on tape, which is impossible because he never speaks. They need to get him on tape saying that he doesn't want his wife sleeping with like black guys or something. Like pull a Donald Sterling, get him out of there. Because you're telling me that in Vegas that's going to be any different? That he's going to go to a town like Vegas that's built on opulence and spending money and he's going to operate any way other than what he's done for the however long he's owned that team? I feel bad for A's fans.
Black Don?
Whoa. $51 or $54.
Yeah, they're trying to get the Tampa guy to sell.
Yeah.
It is a good question. Why wouldn't they try to get the A's guy to sell?
I don't know. I mean,
that guy does whatever he wants.
Find me someone that is more toxic right now to a fan base than Fisher is to the A's. And now you're asking him, do we know what the ticket prices are to get into that ballpark?
I don't know.
So for two beers and some nuts, you're $50+. If that's the concession prices, I'm assuming the tickets are expensive too, and you're going to a minor league stadium, no wonder you're not selling that thing out. You're going to have 5,000 people watching that crappy-ass team.
This says, ticket prices for A's games vary. As of Tuesday afternoon, tickets for Wednesday night's game against the Cubs range from $77 for a spot on the lawn to $277 for a seat in Salon Club seating, which is in the 200 level.
So to sit on the lawn, I'm assuming that's in the outfield, to bring your own blanket and sit down, you're going to charge $70?
$77.
Dude.
And 20 cents, too. A couple dimes.
To the people of Sacramento, dude, tell that guy to go take a flying F.
Seats in the box section in the 100s range in price from $117 to $167.
Shocking.
How about that?
Shocking.
No wonder they didn't sell it out.
Yeah.
Did you see where they're doing their press conferences?
Yeah, they built like a... What is that? What is that?
It's like a tough shed.
Yeah, the Four Seasons Landscaping. Giuliani's having a press conference there, too. Yeah, they put up like a tough shed, like a... You see these at golf tournaments, you know, where they put up the tents to, I don't know, to just house different things? That's what they're doing. Like, that thing... They're having all their press conferences there this year, and they spent a grand total of probably $200 to construct that thing. Everything about that organization
is
ridiculous.
It's a tool shed. Like, it's not like the tents. Well, I mean, it kind of looks like the tents like at golf tournaments, but those tents at golf tournaments, those are big tents.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of people in there.
No, this thing is small.
This thing is tiny.
Yes. It's tough shed sized, but with that white kind of tarp that you see on those golf tents.
It's crazy.
The whole thing is embarrassing. And if you're Major League Baseball, at what point is enough enough? I mean, the NHL did this. The Coyotes in Arizona got locked out of their building, didn't have a place to play, eventually ended up playing at Arizona State's club team's arena that I think housed like 5,000 or 6,000 people, and he didn't want to sell, and eventually the NHL just said, no, dude, we're done with this. Like, enough's enough. F you. You're out of here. And they sold them to Utah. So I don't care that they're moving to Vegas, but why Major League Baseball lets that guy continue to own that team is beyond me.
The other thing they're saying is that the A's, while they only want to be called the A's, they're not embracing Sacramento. A lot of people in Sacramento were really excited that the A's were coming there.
Yeah.
And they were greeted with Vegas logos everywhere. Apparently he's put...
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, all over the place.
So just letting the people of Sacramento
say, yeah,
know.
Yeah, we're not staying here. Just so you know,
yeah.
Vegas. It's crazy. And they said that the tool shed that they're in doing press conferences,
yeah.
$6,000 at Home Depot.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's
not a bad deal.
I guess that's more expensive than I thought.
Hey, you got to pay Brent Rooker.
Well, and they signed Severino. So, I mean, that was his whole thing. When they signed Sevy in the offseason, they were like, see, told you once I could make some money, I'll spend. No, he won't. Dude, that thing, he's going to – do we even know, by the way, if Vegas is going to build that stadium? I don't think there's a shovel ground.
It's torn down. Like,
yeah.
So this is right across from the illustrious old Hooters Hotel. So when I was over there in the summer, it's all torn down, but nothing is built.
They're hoping to, they're hoping to break ground this summer, they said.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people keep talking about how, it's not a done deal. It's not a done deal. It's a done deal. They're going to Vegas. They just, it's going to take them some time to build the park.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, they play in front of...
Well, they had 12,000 there the other night.
It was below 10, I guess. I'm looking today. So each game, it has gone down. So now they're saying the announced attendance right around 10,000 today. And if you look at the photo of the ballpark during the game, there is no way that is 10,000 people.
So how long before they're drawn... 1,500 in SAC. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I thought Sacramento would be crazy for them. You know, Major League Baseball. Like, imagine if the A's came to Portland.
I'd go.
I'm all over it.
I don't know, man. If they came here.
They're playing the Cubs tonight.
If they came here and the Vegas logo is everywhere, and I got to deal with that owner,
Yeah, it's baseball,
I know.
Though.
Look at this. By the way. This is, so they just finished batting practice, so this is 20 minutes before the start of the game? That's the crowd in Sacramento today.
Looks like a minor league game.
It looks like a minor league game.
And that's the Cubs, the Cubbies,
yeah,
the mighty Cubbies.
The only reason I go to those games is to watch the other team. I'm not going to see the A's. And it would bother me because then I'm putting money in that guy's pocket. I'd like to think that I would have the...
Yeah, I'd go.
I'd have the fortitude to say no, but,
I'd probably get season tickets.
At $176 or $75. That's the other thing. If I was going to that game and then you told me I had to pay $75, which means it's $100 with fees, $100 to go sit in the grass outfield, $100? I don't think so.
That's actually 110. I just looked up their prices for their April 7th home game.
So 110.
That's 110 to sit.
To bring my own blanket and sit in the outfield. The worst seat in the house is $110.
What if they give you a blanket?
It's a $110 blanket.
Yeah.
You're telling me how
with
many
some baseball on the side?
All right, we're both big baseball guys. If yeah. Major League Baseball comes here, me and my buddy, we're going in on season tickets. We'll buy, you know, we'll split them. I'll go to 30 games, easy. If they came here, that the A's, right? And they're doing the we're going to be here for 2 years, and it's $110 to sit in the outfield. Realistically, how many games are you going to?
Oh, I don't know.
Three?
Depends on the weather.
Two?
One.
But if the tickets were $35, I think you're going to what, 15?
Probably more.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do this with the Mariners and
it's chicken.
I can't tell you how many times I'm sitting around. I go to probably 6 Mariner games a year, 5 to 6. And it's kind of a pain in the ass to drive up, but almost always what happens is I'd be sitting around and my buddy was like, hey, do you want to go up to a Mariner game? And the first thing we do is go look and see what an outfield seat will run you. And half the time, it just comes down to that. If we look and you can get something in the right field, those three sections in the right field, you can get you something usually in the first 5 to 6 rows. It's awesome if you can get your feet on the outfield wall. And all fees included, you can usually grab one of those. Depending on who they're playing, obviously it's not, you know, if they're playing the Yankees or if they're playing the Dodgers or someone, but let's say it's a random team, they're playing the Guardians. You can usually sit out in that outfield seat for $30. You can sit out there for between $30 and $40. You can get a seat down one of the baselines for probably $45 or $50, and you're like, all right, we'll go. But I'll tell you right now, if I look at that and it's $100 plus to sit in the outfield, me and my buddy looking at each other and being like, nah, we're good. I mean, price has to be included in this. And then you throw in, think about that, $110 to sit in the outfield. So for you and your buddy, you're into it for $220, and then two beers and peanuts were $54?
$51.
$51.
13 cents.
So for two beers, peanuts, and a ticket.
But they call it Home Run Hill. You can sit on.
If you want to get real, like, cheap with the Mariner games, you buy an up-top ticket in the 300s, and then you're going to have to stand, but you can go and stand in that bullpen area.
Yep.
You could probably get in there for $10.
And under most circumstances, too, sitting underneath the scoreboard, you got to see. You can't. It kind of sucks because you can't see the scoreboard. But if you don't care about that, you can sit in center field underneath that thing. Same thing, $15. And they're not bad seats as long as you know, there's no replays. You can't watch it. It's that's the crappy part. But yeah, $15-$20 under most circumstances, and these D-backs are charging $110 to bring a folding chair.
So
get bent.
I have a graphic of 2024 revenues for each team, and then 2025 payroll and tax for each team, because they pay luxury tax in baseball.
Yeah.
So we have that broken down by payroll to revenue percentage.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
In other words, how much money, the percentage of their revenue that is spent on payroll is the best way to say it.
Yes.
Do you care to guess? So do you care to guess where the A's are?
Well, it's got to be dead last.
They are not dead last.
Really?
Percentage.
Percentage.
I think Chicago is, right? The White Sox?
They are second to last, the White Sox. The White Sox have a payroll of $87 million, but they bring in $277
million. Okay.
Add in the taxes, you're looking at 31.6% of their revenue is spent on payroll.
Okay.
For the White Sox. That's second to last. The only one worse than that is Miami. Miami only spends 27% of its revenue on payroll.
Well, and they're historically cheap.
I mean, they bring in $317 million, which is way more than the A's.
Yeah. When they have a new ballpark, no one likes it, but...
And they only spend $86 million on their payroll.
So you can look at the cheap teams, the Marlins, the Rays, maybe the Rockies.
The Rockies are a little higher than you would think.
Yeah.
At $142 million payroll, their percentage spent on payroll is 44.7%. Which is 18th in baseball.
The Mariners are in the high 20s, low 20s.
Of what? What do you mean?
Of that list.
They are 16th.
Oh, they're higher than I thought.
Yeah, they're right in the middle. The Mariners, $379 million in revenue, $175 million payroll.
For all the talk of the Mariners being cheap, and they are, their payroll is never terrible.
46.1%. So they're dead smack in the middle. They're right there with the Braves, same percentage.
And the Braves are smart. They locked up all their guys to long-term deals. So who am I? The Rays, then. It's got to be the Rays.
What do you...
You said, like, the last? Last.
I said Miami is last.
Oh, Miami's last.
Yeah. I was asking you where the A's are.
Oh. I mean, how are they not right down there near the bottom?
They're 19th.
Are they really?
$257 million in revenue, which is last. That's the smallest amount of revenue in the league. But they spend $111 million on payroll. They don't have to pay luxury tax. So they're at 43.4%.
Is that just this year? Because their payroll has been way cheaper.
Like I said, it's 2024 revenue and 2025 payroll and tax.
Yeah.
So, yes, they added some guys this year.
Yeah, like I said, they
paid Rooker.
Well, and Severino got a decent-sized deal from him because in the past, some of the A's payrolls have just been ridiculous. I want to look at, like, I'll look at.
Well, also, isn't, like, their revenue way down because all the A's fans were like, we're not going to games?
Yeah. Like, so, I said, their revenue's last in the league.
Right, so some of it is because of the choices that they made, why they get to kind of fluctuate some of those numbers.
But they're still only making $257 million a year.
By the way, a couple years ago, their payroll was $31 million.
Yeah, so, that's crazy.
$31 million.
So you know who's number one? They spend the most, the highest percentage of their revenue on payroll.
Mets.
The New York Football Mets.
Yeah.
$444 million in rev, $400 million in payroll.
Yeah. And they have an owner that has said that he doesn't care. He is.
Yeah.
That guy has more money than he. I love it. He doesn't care. He's there to spend and he's there to win. He just doesn't care.
Number two?
Dodgers.
It is the Dodgers. Yeah.
I saw
Do
the
you know how much money they bring in?
Oh, with their TV deal alone, it's the best TV deal in all of baseball.
So your Mets had a revenue of $444 million.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers, $752 million in revenue last year.
It's a whole other thing.
But their payroll is $549 million.
I believe
73%.
I believe I saw that today that their luxury tax bill is $399. Yeah.
Luxury tax is $150 million.
Yes.
But
yeah. Overall.
I mean,
yeah, they're just like, whatever.
They don't care.
You know, but, and I know that sucks to be a small market team, but look, as long as these are the rules, I am so thrilled that the Mets have an owner that doesn't care. And he's like, I'll spend the money to win. And by the way, the Mets aren't going to win anything. I mean, they're not that good, but I don't know. Juan Soto, 700 plus million. Cool. Pete Alonso needs to come back. Cool. You know, he paid all that money to Scherzer and DeGrom. He's willing to spend. And after having the Bernie Madoff years, it's great.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know what the dirty little secret in baseball is right now?
What's that?
Work stoppage.
Oh, because of this?
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's the salary cap thing.
Yeah.
It's a big topic. The players don't want it.
Nope.
And it's going to cause it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
And it will, if you're wondering when that will be, it is supposed to be after next season. So next fall, buckle up.
I can see it. Because, like, what the Dodgers are doing, I'm sure that there are going to be a lot of even mid-market teams. They're going to look at this and be like, we can't let this happen.
What is the wait for Aaron Rodgers about? That's next. Here's Will.